Let me read this story to you again. More than 24 burlesque performers in London turned out yesterday to protest being classified alongside strippers and lap dancers as adult entertainers. Protesters in high heels, stockings, and bustiers marched to Camden Council, which governs a large chunk of central London. Camden Council says it's not trying to stop burlesque acts, but any performance involving stripping or nudity is classified as adult entertainment and requires a license. And therein lies the problem. Because the government believes in the sin tax. And they can legitimately, with not too much dissent from the people, tax you for it. Then they're going to do it. You see, my solution to this problem is not that burlesque performers should have a separate license to adult entertainers. Maybe they are adult entertainers. I just think that the government maybe shouldn't be in the business of defining who should be regarded as an adult entertainer and who shouldn't. And if someone is regarded as an adult entertainer, that it shouldn't be an issue that we talk about. In other words, it's not the basis of a different policy that applies to adult entertainers. What is the basis of this policy? That they're going to make someone do something different? They're going to make them file special paperwork? They're going to make them get a license? It's ridiculous. The only reason they get away with it is because people are prudes. And there are enough prudish people in society, and there'll be enough popular support behind it that the government feels it will get away with it. And of course they do. This happens all the time. No burlesque performer hurts anybody. No stripper hurts anybody. Because they're inside the establishments that you must be a voluntary customer of to be exposed to it. Camden Council says it's not trying to stop burlesque acts. No, they're just trying to tax them out of business. It's the government's way of controlling the people. And the only basis for differentiating on it is a moral one. And the only arguments supporting a moral differentiation of it are subjective and held by a minority of people. Live and let live. If someone wants to be a burlesque performer, then let them be a burlesque performer. Someone wants to be a stripper, let him be a stripper. Why do you need a license? Why do you need a special license? It's like telling me, you know, hey, you're a radio performer, you need a special license. It wouldn't fly. No one feels that being a radio jock is doing anybody much harm. But if you are a burlesque performer, or if you are an adult entertainer of some other kind, they know that there is enough support behind the idea that these people should be made to do so. Oh! It shouldn't be free. If you want to do that, fine, but, you know. It's like a halfway house between censorship and freedom. Live and let live.